Hello and welcome. Could the use of controversial weaponry by the U.S. have led to birth defects in the Iraqi city of Fallujah? It's a worrying question now being investigated based on evidence being presented from the conflict in Iraq. Residents say they're seeing up to 15 times as many chronic deformities in infants compared to a year ago, including multiple tumors, heart problems, nervous system anomalies, and even missing limbs. Some say it's the result of toxic ammunition used by American soldiers against Sunni militia groups in Fallujah in 2004. U.S. artillery units and fighter jets bombarded the city, allegedly using white phosphorus and depleted uranium shells. Doctors say they are not sure what triggered the increase in birth defects, but indicate that it might be the result of chemicals used during the fighting. The U.S. military has dismissed those allegations, saying, quote, "No studies to date have indicated environmental issues resulting in specific health issues." So today we ask, are American weapons behind the sharp rise in birth defects in Fallujah? Remember, you can join our conversation with your questions and comments. You can send an SMS or an email, and we also welcome your phone calls on the show. Well, to examine the evidence, I'm joined from Florence in Italy by Dr. Mohammed Tariq Al-Daraji, the director of the Monitoring Net of Human Rights in Iraq. He wrote the report Prohibited Weapons Crisis on the Impact of the U.S. Military Assault on the People of Fallujah. Joining us from Tucson, Arizona is American journalist and author Dahar Jamil, who has reported extensively from Iraq, including the U.S. attacks on Fallujah in 2004. He's also the author of the book Beyond the Green Zone, Dispatches from an Unembedded Journalist in Occupied Iraq. Gentlemen, I welcome you to the show. And Dr. Al-Daraji, I'd like to start with you there in Italy, please, sir. When we talk about the sharp rise in birth defects, I've seen reports, including those from your organization, that, quote, an increase up to 15 times as many chronic deformities compared to a year ago. Tell me, doctor, what have you witnessed?
Firstly, all our information coming in this report depending on the official reports of the Fallujah Hospital. Mm-hmm. From the committee of the hospital by the manager of the Fallujah Hospital in this time. Therefore, all our data in this report coming from the normal recording inside the official office inside the hospital. The problem in Fallujah started increasing since the 2006. If you look for all the data, what we found in the Fallujah Hospital, we can see clearly there is very sharply increase in the abnormalities as are or birth defects between the children or the cancer between the adults or also the young people and also as well as for the another cancer affect all. Mm-hmm. The problem that in Fallujah there is many evidence about what they use in Fallujah. Firstly, the big destruction in Fallujah don't coming from normal weapons. Firstly, therefore there were more 26,000 houses destroyed partially, mm-hmm. 3,000 destroyed completely, 50 school, 70 mosque, as well as for all the system surface system as electricity, water for human uses and as well as for another service.
Right.
The problem as American admit about the white phosphorus, and you know white phosphorus is modified from the type of napalm, but for the depleted uranium shells, what we think also they use it, what give us indicator from the type and the quantity for the birth defect start appear in Fallujah, similar for what also appeared in Basra, Najaf, and also right. in Babylon, as well as in Baghdad.
Dr. Al-Daraji?
American, as you know, they use it in 2003.
Yes, sir, I'm going to talk more about those details. I will talk more about those details of other areas in just a moment. Let me bring in Dahar Jamil here. Also, I should point out to our viewers that we're showing some pictures of the incidents that have been linked to the use of these controversial weapons. We're actually being careful not to show many pictures that we were sent that we felt were too strong. So I should just indicate to our viewers that we have some disturbing pictures. We had even worse that we're not showing. Dahar Jamil, I want to ask you now, you covered the war in Fallujah in 2004 as it was happening 6 years ago. How do you regard these reports? How do you assess that time and the suggestion that these weapons that were used at that time might be responsible?
Well, I think they're extremely credible reports. And you know, another thing to add validity to it and to lighten the situation just momentarily is never believe anything until it's officially denied. So we do have the official U.S. military denial that any weapons they may have used could have led to these deformities. But, you know, the proof is on the ground that this simply wasn't happening in Fallujah before both massive U.S. sieges of that city in April and November of 2004. And now we're seeing the after effects of it, just like we saw in the wake of the 1991 U.S. attack on Iraq, massive rises of cancer. cancer and other cancer-related illnesses in Basra and other areas that were heavily bombed in that attack in the aftermath in the years after that. And we've seen several other reports even before this one on Fallujah. There's a Dr. Thomas Fauci, an American professor who's done massive studies in the wake of the 91 war and has also released similar reports along with horrifying pictures accompanying them showing the massive birth defects in the South. And now we're seeing it from Fallujah.
Dahar, let me put to you a couple of emails that we got on the same subject from a number of viewers. The first of these two, I'll put them back to back, is from Zafar Shah Jahan, who wrote in asking this or saying this: such deformities and anomalies are sure to have occurred through the use of restricted weapons, including radiological, biological, and chemical. A fair investigation should be conducted under UN neutral observers and experts to determine the cause. And the second email on a similar theme from Hassan Al-Habib says, is there a plan to carry out an investigation into the use of WMDs and possible war crimes committed in Iraq? Now, of course, the U.S. military says it only used phosphorus, white phosphorus, for example, as a screening device and for illumination purposes, and not in contravention of the use of them according to international conventions, as you've mentioned. But what about an investigation?
Well, certainly there's no evidence that there's going to be an investigation, and at least not anytime soon, despite the U.S. military admitting to using white phosphorus. And the claims that they used it only for illumination are bogus. I've personally interviewed soldiers that used it, that admitted loading white phosphorus artillery shells and other means of using this weapon on the people of Fallujah, and they called it shake and bake and whiskey Pete and all of these kinds of things and their call signs on the radio. So absolutely that was used, and that certainly has been some type of a contributor to the types of illnesses we're seeing in these reports. But as far as a real, legitimate, independent investigation, again, unless the UN stood up or some type of independent body, independent of the U.S. occupation forces currently in Iraq, I wouldn't hold my breath that there's going to be one happen anytime soon, unfortunately.
Dr. Al-Daraji, let me ask you on the issue of depleted uranium. What are the risks involved with the use of depleted uranium?
You know, the radiation activity of depleted uranium stay the half life, or it stay for half billion year. And according also to the American United Kingdom Atomic Energy Authority say that after they use 1,000 to 2,000 tons of depleted uranium shells during the 2 months of March and April in 2003 attack on Iraq, it was not more than what they use in the first Gulf War with the Kuwait, and they use it 375. They say exactly not only about the effect for this, it will arrive that some 500,000 Iraqi will die due to the radioactive debris left in the desert before the end of this century. This in desert, as we see in our report, we speak also about Najaf, and there is also about Babylon we have. Therefore, we can say that the uranium effect radiation start arrive for all the Iraqi people now with this enter the uranium inside the life cycle in Iraq. Therefore, we see the high level of birth defect is not only in Fallujah, but it also start to appear in another town in Al-Anbar province, but concentrated in some places like Fallujah and another, because the attack start inside this, not like Najaf, 180 miles far from the city,
right.
But also Najaf have high level from the degrees and from the pollution or birth defected or cancer.
And Dr. Al-Daraji, there is also the reports that the result is now contaminated water supplies, contaminated crops. From your reports, from the information you have, how serious is the contamination of the land through the use of depleted uranium?
Of course. Therefore, until now, the United States with the United Kingdom, they refuse any investigation, and the Iraqi government don't have any ability to do anything independent on them. And there is no any reason until now the United Nations cannot go inside. And after the second battle in Fallujah in November 2004, the United Nations asked America to allow for the two deviation from the human right and WHO to enter Fallujah to see after the reportage of Channel 4. But America refused for security system. Until now, the same problem, security problem. Yeah. Okay, if you don't succeed until now to protect the people or to retain the security, why you stay until now?
Let me
why
ask
you. Why don't let, if you say right. No, there is no any this like this, Let us to resort to the United Nations to investigate about this matter.
Okay, now let me bring in Dahar Jamel again and put Dahar, if I can, an email that came from a viewer in Saudi Arabia, if I could. It was a comment that came in from Sayed Zaki Ahmed, who says, bombs and rockets tipped with depleted uranium are the real weapons of mass destruction, and their effects will continue for generations. Now, of course, depleted uranium is twice as dense as lead and used as a powerful material for armor-piercing shells and munitions. What real use, from your reporting in that area, what real use was there for such powerful munitions?
Well, it was clear going into the second siege of Fallujah that the U.S. Was basically repelled from the city in the April siege, and so they waited until, remember, the second siege was launched November 8, 2004, literally just a few days after the re-election of George W. Bush as president, and they knew going into it that they were going to use every means at their disposal to get into the city, and they were saying things like, we're going to break the back of the resistance and all of this, so they had been bombing the city for the months leading up to that invasion of November 8. They had been using artillery up until in the months leading up to that. And then when they went in, they basically pulled out all the stops. And they used cluster bombs, depleted uranium, widespread use of flechettes, which are small nails with fins that explode out of bombs and literally blanket massive areas with basically debilitating nails that go into human beings, not meant to kill, but just to cripple people permanently. So all these types of weapons were used along with massive amounts of white phosphorus. And then I heard reports from people coming out of the city when I was reporting on it from the outskirts, since I couldn't get in. The U.S. wasn't letting in any unembedded journalists whatsoever, but reporting interviews of doctors and refugees coming out who were already telling me right then of massive burns from the white phosphorus munitions. Of course, they didn't know it was white phosphorus. They were calling it napalm. And then the use of other types of munitions, the depleted uranium, the flechettes, and of course, the cluster bombs.
Well, listen, I'm going to ask you both to stand by because we have to take a very short break here, but there's more on our discussion in just a moment. Don't go away. Welcome back. We're examining the evidence behind allegations that controversial weapons used by U.S. soldiers in Fallujah 6 years ago have caused a surge in serious birth defects in that city. Discussing this, I have with me Dr. Mohammed Tariq Al-Diraji, author of the report Prohibited Weapons Crisis on the Impact of the U.S. Military Assault on the Health of the People in Fallujah. He's joining us from Florence in Italy. From Tucson, Arizona, we have journalist and author Dahar Jamel, who reported extensively on Iraq, including the U.S. attacks on Fallujah in 2004. Dr. Al-Diraji, I'd like to get back to you there in Italy and ask you, you had mentioned just before the break about the need for an investigation, the need for the UN, for the United Nations to get involved. Why do you think the United Nations has not done anything more about this?
Because the United Nations, as you know, is an international organization of states. And the fighting between the five states inside Security Council, they have the real problem to don't do anything until now. American administration with the Blair administration, they refuse many things as best chance to prevent what happened in Fallujah. Therefore, they are responsible. United Nations responsible more than anyone, but we can say if United Nations can go inside the Fallujah and with all the agencies related or responsible about like this problem, can they do at firstly a like estimation or some assessment for all the type of pollution in Fallujah, and after they can to do international project to healing the situation as the victim or as the environment.
Right.
Until now, the United Nations controlled, as I said to you, but the problem that United Nations have corruption not less than the Iraq government. And we cannot say only that United Nations, if it will not do anything, she was responsible also with the Bush administration and Blair administration about all the crimes or disaster in Fallujah until now.
Dr.
The
Diraji?
High the crime will not stop the crime, but we should solve it.
Doctor, I want to ask you a question, or ask you to answer a question that came in from a viewer, from one of our viewers, from Sayed Arshid. If I could read this to you, please. It says, the main reason behind these birth defects and chronic deformities could be the continuous tension due to the presence of American forces. While chemicals are also a big factor, the unhealthy conditions that pregnant women face in Iraq could cause such defects. I wonder if you think stress and the extreme stress the people of Fallujah and other cities in Iraq have been experiencing could be in any way related to these illnesses.
Look, every Fallujah problem happened because related with another city or another place in Iraq, should also another place like Abu Ghraib city between Fallujah and Baghdad have like this problem. There is no anyone like Fallujah have like this dramatic increase in the birth defects in Fallujah. Therefore, like this few times, to appear after the fighting, to appear like this, dramatically increase in the defect is very clear that there is abnormal or the radiation or something help like this big increase in the number.
Right.
This the same thing what happened in Basra and also what happened in another place may be contaminated. And don't forget, American until now they prevent any investigation or anything. And
okay.
This means they, without the reportage of Italian channel, they will not admit about white phosphor. What about
right.
The blood uranium if there is an investigation?
Okay, let me put this question to Dahar. Actually, this came in from our live station chat room where people are talking right now online from the United States. Krano Blythe wrote in Dahar saying, what is the Iraqi government doing to clean up sites?
Well, again, just like Dr. Al-Daraji has been saying, the Iraqi government at this point has been quite complicit with the U.S. military in allowing these operations to happen in the first place to any kind of follow-up in the aftermath, whether it means doing studies like Dr. Daraji's about what's the aftermath, why this massive spike in cancer rates and birth abnormalities and these kinds of things. So we haven't seen any kind of reports at all from the Iraqi government other than a continuing of, you know, we hear the whitewashing and the denials from the military that you quoted from at the beginning of the program. Well, we have that kind of thing from the Iraqi government as well. And this has been consistent through the occupation. This is a government of occupation, so we have yet to see any evidence of them really taking a stand against the U.S. government or the U.S. military for really anything of matter, whether it be the legality of the invasion and occupation or massive amounts of civilians that have been killed from the invasion and occupation on down to these reports that have been coming out now for a while. Mohammed's report came out, Dr. Al-Daraji's report came out over 2 years ago, and we haven't seen the government touch this, and so it's a big, open-ended, important question. Why not? If this is a government that supposedly represents the people of Iraq, they're supposedly concerned with the health and welfare of the people of Iraq, why have they not launched a major internal investigation about this?
Now, Dahar, an aside in some ways, we're talking about Fallujah and other Iraqi cities, but Israel also initially denied, then later admitted using white phosphorus in both the attacks on Lebanon in the summer of 2006 and, of course, the attacks on Gaza at the end of 2008, which was also widely reported. Now, in both cases, Israel said it used them legally, according to international conventions that govern the use of such weapons. But I wonder, being out there in the field, having seen what goes on, how easy is it to police such use?
Well, it's almost impossible to police such use. You know, what we can do as reporters and as other observers and witnesses and medical workers who are there on the scene when these things happen is, you know, we can state very clearly that the Geneva Conventions state, particularly with white phosphorus, for example, they state this is a weapon. It's not an illegal weapon, but it is a restricted weapon, and it's not to be used anywhere where there may be civilians. And in places like southern Lebanon and the places where the Israelis used it, certainly Gaza, a place with 1.5 million people, there's probably going to be a few civilians in that mix. And certainly in places in Fallujah, where according to the Pentagon, in the November 2004 American attack on that city, there were between 30 and 50,000 civilians who chose to stay in the city. So they knew by their own admittance that there were civilians. So by definition, by using that weapon, they contravened the Geneva Conventions.
Dahar, a quick question before I get back to Dr. Al-Daraji. There's an email that came in, if I can put this to you, from Justice Tiongo. And Justice writes in saying, not only the people in Fallujah, but all the American soldiers who are back from Iraq are facing health problems. I know, of course, there is the issue of post-traumatic stress disorder in the U.S., and you've reported on the troops in America as well. But were there any related health-related issues that might be linked to the use of some of these weapons when it comes to U.S. soldiers?
Absolutely. There's plenty of irrefutable proof for American soldiers, not quite as in as detailed reports as Dr. Al-Daraji's regarding Iraqi civilians in Fallujah. But with American troops, even in the wake of the 91 Gulf War, we saw a lot of the troops then. They would come back home, the males and their wives would get pregnant, they would have babies, and we saw a lot of the same types of birth defects that we've seen in Iraqi babies, both after the 91 War as well as in Dr. Daraji's report about Iraqi civilians. And also, the U.S. Army's Dr. Doug Rocky, a man who was in charge of studying effects in the wake of 91, and then decontaminating some of the tanks that were being brought back that were exposed to depleted uranium. He himself now is dying of cancer, and he's become a very outspoken critic of the U.S. military's use of depleted uranium, and specifically its use on, its effects on American soldiers coming back who have also been exposed to it.
Dr. Al-Daraji, I have less than 1 minute, but I ask you, sir, the women of Fallujah and some of the cities in Iraq are being asked or being recommended not to have children. When does it become safe for them to start planning families again? Just a brief thought.
Really, I'm not a medical scientist and biologist, but I can tell you one thing. If there is no any real estimation for all the type, the type of pollution, there is more disaster situation will be, not only for a pregnant, but for the cancer and the death each day in Fallujah, not only in Fallujah, as well as you ask the Dahra about the American soldier. If you look for the book for the American journalists, call it DeKister Filkins, The Forever War, speak also about the using Daraji? Chemical weapons in Fallujah.
Dr. Daraji, I'm
again,
sorry.
It's not only the fighter, but only American soldier during.
Sir, I'm sorry. Forgive me for interrupting you only because we're out of time, but I thank you so much for your contribution. Dahra, great to have you back on as well.
Thank you, Riz.
And thank you for being with us. Now remember, you can follow our program on Twitter. We'll keep you notified on upcoming shows, and you can send us questions and comments to pose to our guests. On the next show, we speak to the controversial former wrestler and governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, on his latest book titled American Conspiracies: Lies, Lies, and More Dirty Lies That the Government Tells You. Guaranteed to be an interesting show. Make sure you tune in for that from me and the team. Until then, we'll see you next time.